The summer coho returning to the Whale Pass area on Prince of Wales Island are sometimes compared to sockeye salmon with their run timing and lake spawning. The Ketchikan-based Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or SARA, started the program to make money for its other operations called cost recovery. Some years have seen a bumper crop of these fish, filling commercial nets marketed as Snow Pass coho and providing opportunity for sport anglers as well. Board member Chris Guggenbickler of Wrangell explained the discussion of SARA's production committee and noted that the board had already voted to reduce releases of the young summer coho to 600,000 fish.
We've all known that we've had issues with the lake and with parasites and poor survivals in here. And there was 1.2 million summer cohos, which was, you know, had one time been a successful cost recovery program for SARA.
Returns for those fish are now a fraction of what they were. The board has discussed reducing or suspending the program to see if leaving the lake free of those fish for a couple years solves problems with disease. Now faced with poor returns across its programs, SARA's board is looking to cut costs or find other ways to shore up its budget. SARA's production committee recommended reducing the Neck Lake program for all summer and fall coho, but raising the summer fish for 2 years at another site and revisiting the broodstock issue in 2 years. Some 1.2 million fall coho are reared in Neck Lake, but released at other SARA facilities. The move is expected to save about $260,000 the first year and $300,000 the second. Several commercial fishermen on the board spoke of benefiting from the summer run at Whale Pass when returns were stronger, but board member Mike Painter of Ketchikan said commercial fishing effort has moved on from those fish.
You know, the gill netters going to the bigger net mesh size to target chum, and I think it's all been said in the past. And in addition to the problems that we, the parasitic problems we've had with the lake, and we got to kind of trim things down and be a little bit tighter on things. It's not going to make some people happy in the Whale Pass area, but it kind of is what it is.
Another board member, Russell Thomas of Ketchikan, voted against that recommendation in committee.
I felt like, it's going to have a big impact on the sport fishermen over there, and that's who I'm representing on the board, and so I wanted to at least raise that concern. As an organization, I think this is a good move, and we're in real financial difficulty right now, and so I'm going to support it here today, understanding that it will have a big impact on the sport fishermen, but also understanding that this organization is paid for by taxes paid by commercial fishermen, and so we need to make sure that the organization stays healthy. So
the board passed the committee's recommendation unanimously, but then revisited what to do with the summer coho broodstock. Some board members wanted to move on from a program that they describe as no longer working and not helping the Hatchery Association financially. Here's board member Brennan Eagle of Wrangell.
While it's been a successful program in the past, there's just too many red flags with this program right now for me to see it being viable going into the future.
And SARA's production manager Bill Gass explained the lake could be used for rearing again if the board wanted to in future years.
Killing the summer coho broodstock does not necessarily kill any rearing that may or may not happen in the future in Neck Lake. And as far as any remedial costs that may come down the pike, those could be postponed, I don't want to say indefinitely, but it's a $7,000 a year lease to keep our footprint there, to leave the options open, to hang on to the permits.
Ultimately, the board approved another motion to discontinue the summer broodstock program for Neck Lake to be replaced with fall coho production elsewhere in the SARA system. That vote was not unanimous, but passed 17-2. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vignicki.